Radio Prague News.
A road bridge near the town of Havlíčkův Brod has collapsed, allegedly trapping five people under the rubble. The police have charged a nurse with killing a pregnant woman in Orlová in the northern Czech Republic, and Czech nuclear power plant Temelín should not be threatened by a possible interruption of nuclear fuel supplies from Russia. A road bridge near the town of Havlíčkův Brod collapsed on Thursday afternoon, allegedly trapping five road workers under the rubble. The incident happened on a section of road which is under construction and is closed to traffic. The bridge allegedly collapsed while being dismantled by road workers. Rescue teams with dogs are now searching the rubble for any people who might be possibly buried underneath. The police have charged a nurse with killing a pregnant woman in Orlová in the northern Czech Republic. The 32-year-old woman arrived at a private diabetes ward at the local hospital in June for a routine test. The nurse made a tragic mistake, however, giving the patient a disinfectant instead of glucose. The doctors realized their mistakes several hours later and called the police, but the woman was found dead in her home. The nurse faces up to 6 years in prison for causing death by negligence. Czech nuclear power plant Temelín should not be threatened by a possible interruption of nuclear fuel supplies from Russia due to the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, says ČEZ chief executive Daniel Beneš. Mr. Beneš visited the plant on Thursday along with Deputy Prime Minister Pavel Bělobrádek. He said the plant's fuel reserves should last for a year. The Deputy Prime Minister has been holding talks with the plant's operator ČEZ about deepening science and research links with the energy sector. The gardens at Prague's Černín Palace, the seat of the Czech Republic's foreign ministry, opened to public on Wednesday. The gardens, which were previously accessible only on special occasions, will be open daily between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., with the exception of winter months. The opening ceremony was attended by Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek, who said he hoped the gardens would become a new meeting place for people. Slovak arms lobbyist Miloslav Výboh on Thursday testified in favour of Marek Dalík at Prague's municipal court at a hearing over a corruption case involving the purchase of armoured vehicles for the Czech army from the Austrian arms company Steyr. Mr. Dalík, former Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek's advisor, faces criminal charges over allegedly demanding a bribe of 500 million crowns to ensure that the lucrative order was won by the Austrian firm. The deal was eventually signed in 2009. Marek Dalík faces up to 10 years in prison if found guilty of corruption. Over 10,000 people have signed a petition calling on the Czech authorities not to award enhanced rights to the country's Muslim community, the news website Echo24.cz reported on Thursday. On the 17th of September, the Muslim community will have been registered in the country for 10 years. Under Czech law, this would entitle the community to establish Islamic schools, teach Islam at public schools and provide religious services in the army and in prisons. Muslim marriages would also be officially recognized. However, the Muslim community fails to meet some other conditions to be granted these rights, as only around 3,350 people declared themselves Muslims in the latest population census. The law, meanwhile, requires that 1 per mil of the total population, or some 10,400 people, be members of a religious group to be received enhanced rights. My name is Ruth Franková, and that's the end of the news.